Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First up, Simon Harris is poised to be elected Taoiseach tomorrow. Leo Varadkar is heading to Áras an Uachtaráin this evening to formally submit his resignation to President Michael D. Higgins. So 250,000 new houses over 5 years, more supports for small businesses and farmers. They were just some of the pledges that the Taoiseach designate made over the weekend at the Fine Gael Ordesh. And he's due to announce his new cabinet tomorrow too. Speculation is focusing on a number of junior ministers who could be in line for promotion. For more on this, I'm joined by Philip Ryan, who's political editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Claire.
So the big challenges then facing Simon Harris, first of all, as he ascends to the top job in Irish politics tomorrow.
Yeah, so look, his first big decision-making process will be around who he fills these two crucial cabinet posts, which have been vacated by Simon Coveney and, of course, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who of both are leaving now, who will return to the backbenches as such, and see out the rest of the government's term from there. So that will be one of the key things he has to do, and then the junior ministries that come after that. And the main challenge with all that is to ensure there's some form of unity continues in the party. He has to reward those who've been loyal to him and supported him, and also show that he is promoting ability as well within the party. And as he has said himself, he also has to look at the geographical nature of the country and the ministries that go with it. You don't want big, large swathes of the country having no representation at the cabinet table or even at the lower levels. So that's his first big challenge. And then after that, he has the 11 months to do it. Time isn't really on his side. He has to come true on some of these big promises he's made. Perhaps he doesn't have to get working on his 250,000 houses until after the next general election, if that ever happens, because that seems to be his plan there. He does have to address the law and order issues. He's made a big play for that. And there's a lot of talk, as you said, about businesses and the various different government initiatives that have cost businesses extra. And there's more to come, you know. There's the expansion of the sick pay scheme. There's also the automatic enrolment pensions. Businesses are going to have to pay into that too for people. Mm-hmm. So there has been a lot, even though Fine Gael is seen as a pro-enterprise party. They have brought in very, very big reforms and costly reforms for businesses on the other side for workers.
Okay, and we're going to debate all of that in just a moment. Now, I know you were at the Ordesh, weren't you, at the weekend, Philip? Mm. Like, what was the form there? What was the mood? How was he received?
Yeah, look, the party faithful seem to be in better mood than they had been in recent years. There does seem the new brush coming in has given them a bit of a jolt. There was less of the kind of moaning and bickering you might have heard on the sidelines about this, that and the other. From everyone, from the TDs, the senators, the ministers, the activists, the supporters, they were all in a good mood. They were all talking about, and wouldn't shut up talking about, the energy that Simon Harris has brought to the party in a mere 2.5 weeks since he's been appointed. We saw a bit of that on the stage as well when he came marching out to "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet," a song from the 70s. So, yeah, look, there did seem to be a good atmosphere there. There was a few, he brought back a few kind of old faces, and Phil Hogan came marching into the main arena, surrounded by ambassadors from various different countries. Kate O'Connell came into the building, into the University of Galway, big hugs for Simon Harris and posing for selfies with everyone. And we even had Enda Kenny on the big screen, giving a video message for all the way from New Zealand and telling everybody to get behind Simon and his energy.
So a bit of Back to the Future going on.
Definitely. There was certainly a lot of faces there. And beyond that as well, I think I spotted Mary Mitchell O'Connor there. Who else did I spot? There was a few. There was old TDs that you possibly wouldn't have seen there that if Leo Varadkar had still been in charge. Mm-hmm.
So can I talk about, you mentioned business and you mentioned the focus on housing. When it comes to justice, hate speech and the late night opening legislation, could those two pieces be under threat? Like, what's your sense of where they're at now?
I think there's 6 weeks out to the locals and European elections, so I can't see any big decisions being taken on, especially the hate speech one at the moment. The opening hours, while there is backlash over it, and even when it was drafted at the time, you would wonder what was the the thinking behind it for a country where we already have struggles and difficulties around alcoholism and antisocial behaviour. Does something like the extending the opening hours till all hours benefit people? But look, the hate speech legislation is the one that I think has tapped into the public consciousness, and that is going to cause a bit of a problem for the government. It's been drafted up with, I think, good intentions, that you don't want people who are in minority positions to be targeted or to be abused regularly. But at the same time, there's the culture wars that seems to have gripped the world, really, in the last decade or so. Get all involved in this, and people have to have their views on everything these days. Maybe a lot of it is driven by social media too, but it is something that is probably better off if it's kicked down the road, if not kicked away completely
okay.
at this point.
Well, look, all of this is has yet to play out. What we do know is that tomorrow at some stage we'll know who's going to fill those jobs at Cabinet. So there's two portfolios there, but three names really in the frame, or three names with a question mark beside them, because most people are in agreement that Peter Burke is on the way up, and then we have Hildegard Nocton, Patrick O'Donovan and Jennifer Carroll McNeill in play for the other one.
Yeah, so the European Affairs Minister Peter Burke is likely to move up into a main cabinet seat. What portfolio is unclear just yet, and I don't think the new Fine Gael leader has even made up his mind there. And if he does move up, it looks like Neil Richmond then could move into that European Affairs slot, given his background in during Brexit and general interest in all European matters. And he was one of the first out, if not the very first, in support of Simon Harris, which wouldn't have gone unnoticed. And then, yeah, you're left with those three ministers, and you essentially have two other positions. So you have Hildegard Nocton's position as chief whip, and whether she stays there or moves up into a proper full senior position is still being debated. Mm-hmm. And then if she does that, you have the junior the chief whip job, which could go to either Patrick O'Donovan or Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who has geography against her, because she is Dublin-based, and the cabinet on the Fine Gael side is already pretty, on all sides really, is pretty Leinster-heavy and Dublin-heavy. So that would mean Patrick O'Donovan is more likely to see him jump in there or somewhere else, because he's based in Munster. After losing Simon Coveney, they don't have him there.
That's a particular problem for them. Well, those senior jobs we will likely know about tomorrow. Philip, thank you very much. Philip Ryan there from the Irish Independent.